Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Ellie enters Agnes's room.
Hello, Mom. I had an interesting visit last night from someone. I thought you might be interested in hearing about it. Her name was Wanda Grimm. Does that ring a bell?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
No.
I need some answers here, Mom. She told me that William Burton was my biological father. And from everything I know about him, it seems like it must be true. Is it?
No.
Don't lie to me, Mom. Even Carl, the detective I hired, came up with the same conclusion. Before he suddenly told me it was a false lead. Come to think of it, you went to see Carl at his office, didn't you? You got him to lie to me about my father somehow, didn't you, Mom?
No.
Well, I'll talk to Carl myself about that one. But there's one question that only you can answer. And I want the truth this time. Did William Burton rape you? Am I a product of rape? Or did you just make the whole story up just to work things out with Dad because you feel guilty about cheating on him?
Right? Ellie?
Which is it, Mom? Wanda Grimm believes you made it up. And she hates you for it.
Right? Ellie? He raped me. He raped me.
At Manhattan Monthly, Alexandra approaches Evelyn at her desk.
Evelyn, hey, sweetie. I'm glad I caught you before you left.
What is it, Alexandra?
Well, you probably saw Raven here earlier.
Yes.
And once again, she made her usual nasty accusations about me pushing her down the stairs when she was pregnant.
Oh, that's awful. Why would she think something like that?
Oh, because I slept with her husband and she hates me now. But I am so sick of hearing about this that I've decided to do something about it.
What can you do?
I can find out what really happened to Raven that day. Hell, she may not have been pushed at all. But if she was, I want to find out who did it. And I want to find out why.
Oh, it's been so long, Alexandra. Didn't the police say there was nothing they could do?
Sure, but they only considered me as a suspect. I plan on talking to everyone at Monthly if I have to. Someone must have seen something that day the elevators were out.
You know, maybe you should just be the better person and let this die.
I've tried that and it hasn't worked. Nope, it's time to take the offensive. And I thought I'd start with you, Evelyn.
Me? What can I do?
You know everything that goes on around here. Are you sure you can't remember anything about that day that might help me figure this out?
Nope, sorry. I didn't think I was around that day. I remember hearing about it the next morning, I believe.
I see.
Well, I was just heading home. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Alexandra.
Okay. Have a good night, Evelyn. Now, I know the two of us talked that day, Evelyn, just before all this happened. Do you really not remember, or are you hiding something?
At Ellie and Hannah's apartment, Charlie has just arrived.
Charlie, I was expecting you to call today, not stop by. I was just cleaning the apartment. Oh, I must look awful.
Don't be silly. You look good enough to eat, Cupcake. Maybe just add a little cherry on top.
Gee, thanks. So, are you here about the job?
As a matter of fact, I am. My purchase of TM Productions was finalized last night, which means I need to start getting things in order.
Does that include hiring a personal assistant by chance?
Oh, it sure does. And yes, my offer still stands. Now let's talk numbers. I am willing to offer you a starting salary of $120,000 a year, and that's full-time, benefits and all, and of course, your 2 weeks paid vacation. What do you say? It's just for starters.
Oh. Well, let me think about it. Just kidding. It sounds amazing. I'll take it.
Oh, Cupcake, don't kid like that anymore, please. You see, I can't handle rejection very well, especially from a beautiful piece of cake like you. But I understand, and we'll have to cope if you really need to think it over.
Look, I really need the money right now, and plus, this job sounds really exciting.
Exciting? I think I like that word, exciting. We'll just have to make sure that it's a breathtaking experience for the both of us, then.
So when do I start?
How about tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. sharp? Can you meet me at TM Productions?
Sure.
Awesome. I think this calls for a celebration, wouldn't you agree?
You mean me finding a job? Definitely.
Then let's do dinner, right now. I know this incredible Italian restaurant in Midtown. I know you'll just love it.
Oh, I can't. My friend Todd will be here any minute.
Todd? Is that your boyfriend?
No, he's just a friend. But I should have showered by now, so I hate to do this, but...
Okay, say no more. I'll show myself out. See you tomorrow. Oh, hi. You must be Todd.
Yes.
Charlie, Dean, pleasure to meet you.
Alone in his apartment, Rex receives a phone call.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mac. Were you expecting someone else?
No. What's up?
Raven just got home from monthly. She heard that you were upset at the office about something. What's going on?
How did she hear that?
I don't know. But is it true?
It was nothing. Just some family stuff.
Are you sure that's it? She mentioned something about Perry taking a leave of absence, too. Is there something else I should know about?
No, Mac. I'm just having a little family drama right now, that's all. I'll fill you in on it later.
Okay. Well, I'll be home tonight, so call me if you need to talk.
I will. Thanks. Why can't I ever tell you, Mac? What's wrong with me?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.